Page 47, measure number 24-439, Idana, Detroit, Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the Idana Detroit Rural Fire Board. Renewal of five-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question, shall the district impose 68 cents per $1,000 assessed value for 5 years beginning 2019-2020 for general emergency service operations? This measure renews current local option taxes. Summary, the Idana Detroit Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors determined the need to requesting additional funding to provide fire and emergency service operations. The district's tax base is no longer sufficient to fund the ability to provide emergency services. Service provision is hampered by increasing costs and increasing demands for service. The district board desires to be good stewards of taxpayer money while providing the best possible service for our communities. With existing revenues failing to fund adequate operations, the board decided to ask the taxpayers to renew the five-year option levy in order to maintain the proper level of emergency response services. The district is contending with equipment failures due to age. The average age of our response equipment is 29 years old, with one of our first out engines being over 48 years old. Replacement of this equipment is imperative, expensive, and this process will take time and money to accomplish. This levy would be a continuation of the levy approved in 2014. No tax increase is required. The proposed rate of 68 cents would generate approximately $47,859 in 2019-2020, $49,293 in 2021-2022, $50,771 in 2021-2022, $52,293 in 2022-2023, and $53,861 in 2023-2024 for a total of $254,077. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to this measure. Measure 24-439, explanatory statement. This levy option would be a continuation of a levy option that has been in place for the past 5 years and is not an additional tax. This levy would assist with the funding of general operations, district businesses, as well as bolster the 911 response. The district regularly seeks other sources of funding, such as grants, but none of those sources will pay for operations in general. We have been able to purchase some personal protective equipment through the grant process, as well as providing for some staffing through a grant. No operational money funding any of these programs. This levy is not designed to pay for staffing. The Idana Detroit Fire District was established in 1954 when the timber industry was prospering. At the same time, Idana Detroit Fire was just responsible for suppression of fire. Today, the Idana Detroit Fire does so much more than fire suppression. Medical response and rescue services are a majority of our mission to citizens of Idana and Detroit. The demands for service are wide-ranging and ever-increasing. There is no funding mechanism other than the option levy that will help with sustaining operations. This option levy is important due to the decline of the timber industry and the increase for service demands. The Board of Directors for the Idana Detroit Rural Fire Protection District, by resolution at the February 14, 2019 regular Board of Directors meeting, decided to pursue the renewal of the local option levy. Information submitted by William F. C. Ewing, Fire Chief, Idana, Detroit Rural Fire Protection District.